We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In a game, not only did he hit four home runs in a game, he hit four consecutive home runs in a game. The only player that had done it up until that point was Lou Gehrig. Now, it has happened since several times. Can you guys name the major league players since Rocky Colavito? So I'm coming into the modern era, who have hit four home runs in a game.
Mark Whitten.
Mark Whitten is correct. Mark Whitten is correct. But he did not hit four in a row, but that's not what I asked. Mark Whitten.
Four home run game.
Yes, sir.
I'm going Glenn Allen Hill.
No, that's wrong.
Fernando Tatis. Not junior, but senior.
Incorrect. Yeah, incorrect. Some of these... Kyle Madsen.
Josh Hamilton, I believe, did it for the Texas Rangers.
That is correct. Josh Hamilton.
In Baltimore.
Josh Hamilton.
Wow.
Yep. Is this what is passing for baseball knowledge for you guys? Uh-huh.
No, it's saving mine for Jeopardy player.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll quick run through.
That's the defending champ talking.
There's a guy who did it like 5 years ago, a little guy. I think it happened in the opener.
Oh, Scooter Jeanette.
Thank you, correct. Scooter Jeanette. Little Punch and Judy.
Jeanette.
Google is your friend.
I'm not Googling nothing.
I'm playing, dude.
And Kyle's the one who got it. I just led him to it. I appreciate you shutting it down. Yeah. Michael Malone would say you quit, guru. Yeah.
No, I'm saving my right answers for 1248.
Yeah, all right. And Porter Jr. saving it for game three. So what's the difference?
Should I just start running these guys' names?
Please.
J.D. Drew. J.D. Drew.
Boston Red Sox. Say it twice.
Carlos Delgado.
Damn.
Sean Green.
Yep.
Here's an outlier. Mike Cameron.
Oh, yeah.
Underrated Mike Cameron.
Yeah.
He's a competitor.
Bob Horner of the Braves. Remember him?
Damn it. Horny.
How could we forget Willie Mays? Willie Mays did it.
I was going to say Stargell.
Chuck Klein and Gil Hodges. And Mike Schmidt. Mike Schmidt did it also at Wrigley Field. That was in an extra inning game, though. So Rocky Colavito hit four in a row, guys. Four in a row.
Damn. Wow.
Did I tell you my mom? They're dedicating a statue to Rocky Colavito in Cleveland in August. My mom's going back with the Colavitos to help celebrate the weekend with them.
That's awesome.
You should head out there too, Steiny. It would assure us of a good week of shows in advance of a trip for you.
It's not a bad idea, Dibs. Not a bad idea.
And I don't want to be too morbid, but it might be your last chance to see The Rock.
You're absolutely right. He's getting
what,
up there.
88?
No. Not quite.
Yeah, they let a long time elapse, yeah, before the statue.
What's your point?
That was my point. Like,
took too long.
His flowers sooner, that's all.
Yeah.
He's had flowers. Yeah. He used to go back all the time.
Tomorrow, not promised, Donnie.
Oh, God.
And your mama posts some pictures. That's my girl. I follow her on Facebook, so I'll see that probably.
Yeah, you probably will. You absolutely will. Okay, the idea of quitting real quick. Okay, so it's midway through the fourth quarter. All right, you're losing by 30 points. You're not feeling, I mean, like, okay, so what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to, so what? You know you're not going to win. You're not going to score 30 points in 5 minutes. So shut it down. You know there's a game three. Shutting it down in game two has nothing to do with game three. And, you know, quitting is a very strong word. I mean,
the strongest.
Come on. There's a difference. Quitting to me is, coach, get me out of this game and I'm going to the locker room. That's quitting. Or get me out of this game. You can't.
What about effort, though, Steiny? What if they're lollygagging?
Okay, so what?
What about the word professional? If you're a professional, you don't quit. You don't ever quit, Dibs. And at the end of games, if you're still in there, you're playing for the next game. Guess what? That game's already started, Steiny.
Oh, really?
Just when I think I know you, you shock us with this. Quit is not okay. Come on, man.
There's a difference between shutting it down and quitting. When you quit, that's when the game is still in the balance and you're giving minimal effort or you're not really competing to still win the game. If you're down 30 with 5 minutes to go and the coach brings in the third string, that's not quitting. That's saving yourself for the next game. So I think there's two different things at play here. When you're down 10 at the half and then you fall down by 18 or 20 in the third and you're showing no effort, that's a quit.
And Dibs, they weren't at that juncture yet. So I know what you're talking about when the scrubs come in and they savor every moment and you get effort. He was talking about the starters, Steiny. So if he felt, you know, that the energy dissipated and that they're just half-assing, he called them out, and that's what's refreshing.
Okay, so how will that impact game three? Will they come out with their hair on fire because Malone said they quit? Or
he did all,
because they quit, well, they're just going to quit. So maybe they quit. Okay, they're going to come out in game three on fire. It's not going to affect game three.
It's like being at the blackjack table hitting. You don't know what that next card's going to be, but you need it. He did all he could to control them coming out like gangbusters. He can't control it per se because the athletes are going to do it, Dibs, but he went in, and hopefully that will light a fire under their keister.
If it doesn't, then you've got bigger problems than just this series because when you get called out like that as a team – there's one of two ways to go. It either motivates you and you're going to give 110%, which is a cliche I hate, or you're going to say, you know what, coach? Blank you. We didn't quit. Yeah. You're wrong. You want to see a quit? You want to see a quit, Michael? We'll show you a quit. All of a sudden, you're down 30-8 after the first quarter. Then you've got real problems. Because Malone, he used the Q word, like you said, Steiny, knowing that there has to be a response, one of two responses. And if they go the other way, if they go south on him, that's a lightweight indictment on Michael Malone.
You're right. You're right about that. I'll definitely give you that. But here's my thing. Okay, he happened to use the word, they quit.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry. Teams do that all the time. If that's quitting, then teams do that all the time. The game's over. I'm not expending any more energy. The hell with it.
But you don't hear that word, Steiny. I'm not saying you're not right, but you don't hear that word.
You hear it a lot from media people. You hear it a lot from fans, and I don't like it when they say it then. But, I mean,
wow, quit? Man. I don't think we've heard that in the Bay about a Bay Area team in the last decade. Quit? And what happened in Toronto with the Warriors, you were without your stars. But it's so easy to monitor effort. And that's why I correlate effort with quit. If the effort's not there, then you're telling me, F you, I don't give a damn, I'd rather be somewhere else. But he saw it in his team, and he got the license to call him out and use that word.
There were absolutely times during the Chip Kelly era, the Tom Sula era, and early in the Shanahan era, I heard that word about the 49. Oh, they just Baldinger uses it all the time. Oh, they got punched in the mouth. They just quit after that. You know, what I'm saying is, if that's quitting, I'll give you it's quitting. But then every team does it here and there, and infrequently. That's all I'm saying. But you know what? And what's wrong with once in a while just saying, you know what? I surrender. I'm done. You know?
What's the cutoff?
38 points. 38 points in basketball, I would say.
Well, my starters would be on the sideline. You know what I'm saying? I'd reward the bench guys. And then that's when you get maximum effort if we had an effort issue. But real quick, just to take you behind the scenes, we've had shows in my career on this radio program, on this station, to where I thought I gave it all, and I'm in the car driving home feeling like, yeah, and then there's a call. It's the boss at the time, and he may have said the effort wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? The effort. And that's dibs. You know, what can you say? But I appreciate the honest feedback. I gave maximum effort, but if it sounded like I didn't, and I get off the phone like, damn, I can't change that person's mind on what they heard about my effort. And I look in the mirror a bit more.
Goo, it's Matt Nahigian. I thought today you quit. When you start to quit, I'm out. You talk about nothing, I'm out. It's too much, Steiny. Too much dibs. You quit today, Goo. I'm out.
Wow. That's like it's the Godfather. Bad. It's like his dog father, but that's a four. Yeah.
Dog father.
You know, Steiny, said, what's the cutoff? Like,
okay, well, here's the other thing. Well, and I'll just throw this into the equation. Did Draymond Green, you probably said he quit last year.
I was just about
Madeline
to
Kahn
say
right
that.
Draymond Green?
It wasn't in the game, though, Steiny. It wasn't to where his coach had to go to the podium
whole
season. And say, well,
come on, Goo. What's the difference? What's the difference? You know what? Let's leave it there. I'll ask 888-957-9570. When a team or a player is accused of quitting, what does it mean? Did Draymond Green quit last year? And you know what? What about a guy like Steph Curry who everybody's acknowledged – that if last year the Warriors would have been in it, that Curry would have come back sooner, that he only missed 50 games because there were no stakes. What's your definition of quitting? And tell me how bad you think it is, because I got to tell you, I think when people say it's the worst thing you can do, I think that's overrated. Yes, Kyle?
So are you okay with what the Nuggets did last night? They were down 19 going into the fourth quarter. And for comparison, the Hawks were up 19 with 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter against the 76ers in game one of that series.
So are you asking me, did the Hawks quit because they almost lost that game?
No, because the 76ers battled back and made it a close game. The Nuggets went into the fourth quarter and got blown out, and I think that was maybe Malone's
issue. I think you're absolutely right, but what I think is this happens. It does happen. It happens way more than we think. Malone just used the Q word, which gets everybody excited, rightfully so. But what do you guys think on this at 888-957-9570? Could Steve Kerr get away with doing this to Draymond Green? Greg Popovich might be able to. Who can? Who can't? Also, coming up on the other side, a lot of people are up in arms about what Kyle Shanahan did. I'll tell you about it on the other side. 95.7 The Game.
I told you about my big tip, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right. It's Get Under Steiny Skin Day, but I ain't biting, people. I ain't biting.
There's still time. There's still time. And unlike some, I'm not going to quit. And I know Spadoni's got my back, and Kyle's happy to get on board, and once we start to turn the tide, I think Guru will be the fourth man that we need.
I felt a little bad for my boy. This ain't how you send them off. You know, a little too over the top, but I'm right here. You know,
well, don't forget the listeners have my back.
S-O-F-T.
Sure.
Yeah, on the text line, 888-957-9570. Take a shot at Steinmetz. Tell him to stick to basketball. See if you can't get his goat. He's got a very low goat fence. At 888-957-9570.
You know what,
Steiny? I gotta.
You can use that number to text or call. Go ahead and call me. Try to do it. I don't care. It ain't gonna work today.
Steiny, I gotta ask
you. How
you
doing,
though,
buddy?
Yeah, because I'm the stylist. You know, I got the style on the show. I feel.
every time I go out of town, there's nothing more exciting than going to get a couple new fits. You know, have you done that? Have you went shopping? You know, some new garments maybe. So when you hit ATL, you know, you're looking good.
Yeah, well, big rush on Earth Tones in the Bay Area. up in 5 minutes, Steiny's fashion tips. But first, let's get the people paid, Steiny.
You know what? It might be working because I don't feel like doing the da-na-na-na-na right now.
I tried to get you out of it.
It's take time your time because we got Deuce at the French Open.
It's time for the Splash for Cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word STRIPE to 72881. That's STRIPE to 72881. Brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. Multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply. Goo, you asked me about...
STRIPE or STWIPE?
See, I didn't like this at all, but I'm going to be – oh, yeah, go ahead, Stoudy. I asked you about your fit.
We're just chipping away. We're chipping away.
Well, you know what? It's funny.
The jab doesn't work early, but the jab will wear him down by the late rounds.
Those are low blows, though, yeah.
It's funny, Goo, because you asked me what I know exactly what I'm wearing to the game tomorrow. I think I told you guys I got unbelievable – Atlanta Hawks swag.
Yeah.
I still have a few saved for you guys. We'll see now. But, yes, I got this real nice pullover, Goo. Hawks pullover. I'm going to wear it with black jeans and deciding black or white shoes.
But, like, if you step out, have you got new items in that category? You know, the John Travolta, Mr. Furley award, you know.
We're not going to be going out.
Oh, okay.
I mean, to clubs like that. I mean, come on, Goo. I'm serious, years old.
You're an ATL,
I mean,
Stoney. You're saying that now. Deals.
You play to hit the ass. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Here's what I'll compare the Nuggets to last night. And, Goo, you don't know what I'm going to be talking about, but imagine you're playing a pickup game and you're the best player on a team, okay? So we're down 10, you know, but – you're playing with four Scribinis, and you're playing against five guys who are pretty good. And the next thing you know, the game's up to 12, and you're down 9-2. All right? It is absolutely fine if I'm playing in that game down 9-2 to start sniffing around who's got next. If you see, oh, you know what? Jimmy Smith's got next. He's a good player. Hey, Jimmy, you got five for next game? You got five? No,
I'm that guy.
Hey, Jimmy, I'll run with you after we finish this.
I'm that
joke. Okay, well that's quitting.
But that ain't the league, and it's not game two of the NBA playoffs, so it doesn't apply.
Because
Steiny.
Oh, the court.
Did LeBron quit when he left his team with 5 minutes left in a blowout, Dibs? Well, I'm just asking. Was that a quit?
Yes, it was a quit to the extent that he didn't stick around and share the beating with his teammates because he went to get early treatment, which I don't necessarily think that was that much of an emergency to where he had to leave the bench. So it wasn't a classic quit because that game was over. But, yeah, he quit on his teammates, those fellows on the bench.
Yeah, one thing, you know, I think you guys know I love to joke around and I like to have fun and take, you know, be good spirited.
Of course.
I'm just not sure that.
Totally.
I'm just not sure. I'm not sure it's cool to, you know, mock speech impediments, to tell you the truth.
It wasn't a speech impediment.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It was just a little bit of a hiccup. It's like
when your buddy
accidentally steps in doo doo that somebody didn't pick up. It's funny for a second, but, you know, just don't get in my car, clean it off, and we'll move on. It's not like this is a permanent ailment.
Will and Hayward. What's going on, Will?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I do agree about, you know, some of the statements that you guys are making about quitting, but I think one of the most ultimate things that you could do in sports to kind of quit on your team is kind of like what Aaron Rodgers is doing. Respectively so, though. I mean, his front office and – you know, the GMs, they haven't really gotten a much talent. But, I mean, I really think that's the ultimate quit. You won't even, you know, you don't show up to anything. You're not doing nothing until you get your way, essentially throwing a fit and just saying, hey, I'm done. Like, that to me is the ultimate quitting. Like, not even showing up and trying to help the people that you have on your staff or in the locker room get better as a whole, as football is a team sport, even though there are two sides of the ball, he could definitely be in there and, you know, helping people, and he's not. And, you know, I just think it's happened a lot, but that's just kind of what came to my mind. I think that's the ultimate cop-out and the ultimate quit when you're not going your way, essentially. That's just like a grown man whining like a little baby. Thanks, guys.
Great call, Will. Great call. You know, he used Aaron Rodgers. I'll use another guy. What did James Harden do in Houston? What did James Harden do in Houston?
Demanded a trade.
He quit on him.
Okay.
Would you disagree with that, Goo?
I totally give that to you and the masses that believe that. But everything I'm around him was doo doo, like Dibs mentioned. What about game two of a playoff game? Everything is rosy. The stakes are the biggest. So we got to remember that. And about Aaron Rodgers, what did the Packers do when they drafted Jordan Love? He wants to divorce, Dibs. And for our guy Will to call him and say he quit, he's telling you he wants out. So I would. That's when I give you a pass, when a divorce is imminent. Not, we're talking about actual actions on the court during the game. And, Dibs, if you were to leave 20 minutes before this show was over because you and I or you and Steiny got into it, you quit.
Right.
And that ain't cool.
Well, Rodgers is under contract, so he's not respecting the terms of his contract. And by proxy and in some way, he's quitting on his team because he's the best quarterback for that team. Jordan Love notwithstanding, it's good he's getting reps, but they're a better team with Rodgers there than without Rodgers. And he's under contract, yet he doesn't want to go there and participate with his teammates. So I agree with Will. He's quitting on his teammates. If he wanted to be elsewhere, he didn't have to sign his latest extension. He could have gone out as a free agent and gone elsewhere, but he didn't do that. And now he's basically quitting on his organization.
Yeah,
I'm just stunned.
Well, the other thing is, okay, I'll give you the Nuggets quit. You know what? It didn't cost them a game. They quit. They quit after they were down.
But you're right, and you're
James Harden messed
you're
up
saying
the whole
it's okay.
Rocket season. I am saying it's okay at times. It's like the game's over. You've lost. And listen, quit's the wrong word. To me, quit is walking off the court or telling the coach, I want out of this situation. It's not just like, hey, there's a big difference. There's a big difference, bro, between quitting and being demoralized. And
maybe Harden was demoralized in Houston. Because if you get a reputation as a quitter, the Nets wouldn't have wanted his services. I get how anybody could say he quit, but we all know everything. London came falling down, everything around him. He wanted out, and he didn't want to be playing, you know.
He quit. The minute things didn't start going his way in Houston, he quit. They got the Western Conference Finals with that guy. Come on, Goo. I mean,
come on.
Here's all I'm trying to say is there are other things as egregious or worse that players and teams have done than what the Nuggets did last night. That's all I'm saying. I mean, who else? And you know, Aaron Rodgers. I'm kind of with Dibs. I mean, he's under contract right now. You know, he's not going to report. He's going to start getting fined.
But you know why? He's not – this is a relationship. We've all been in them. We're all in them. Things change. And if the guy feels like the organization is not doing its due diligence to help him after he's giving you blood, sweat, and tears, at some point you got to make a change. You got to take a stand. And we all are perplexed, unless you guys can give me a reason on why you wouldn't put something around him with the draft pick of Jordan Love, and I won't get off of it because that was maddening. Why would you do that to him? What message are you sending him, guys? So it's don't act like he just woke up and didn't want to play football for the Packers. He probably was like, that's the last damn straw. And I can understand anybody feeling that way in that situation when he is at the top of his craft.
By all accounts, Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't quit. Kyle Shanahan said yesterday he had his best spring as a 49er.
Wow.
Kyle Rush.
I wish the audience could see you.
I understand it's not an apples to apples comparison, but it's one quarterback coming in and continuing to do his job and fulfill his contract and try and help his team win, and it's another one going, I'm not doing this.
You're brilliant, Kyle. You are flat out brilliant. There's no doubt about it. Spadoni, hit it, man. Come on. I mean, Kyle's brilliant.
Kyle's be on brilliant. Ground.
Thank you. Thank you. 211 in Fremont.
Steel Reserve.
My guy, he check this out. He knows what he's talking about. What's up, Steel?
What's up, fellas? Hey, long time no, you know, yeah. I haven't called in a minute, but I'm always listening. Hey, sweet. Check it out. I mean, I was with you up until you started saying, you know, they drafted that quarterback, they did that to him, but he did the same exact thing to Brett Favre. So I'm like, I don't feel sorry for the guy, man, because it's the same situation that he's going through. You know, he did to Favre, so I don't feel bad for him. But I get you on the divorce part. I don't think he's quitting. They alienated him or whatever. He feels a certain way. But I'll tell you guys what quitting is. Quitting is like LeBron leaving the game with 5 minutes still. Mm. You stay out there with your crew till the fight is over, no matter how bad you're getting beat down. I don't think the Nuggets quit. They just chucked it in to fight another day because, like Guru said, it's a series. And you want to talk about ultimate quitting, man, take it from a Raider fan. Randy Moss quit on the Raiders, deliberately dropping balls out there. And when we went up there to Santa Clara and the Niners shellacked us, and they even said, man, the Raiders quit right off the jump, and they whooped us with Mullen. That is quitting.
I remember that game. Thanks, Steel Reserve. LeBron, a lot of people on the text line are saying, does LeBron get the biggest pass for quitting?
That was bad, man.
I agree. It was a bad optic.
And I think we're having two different conversations here, Dibs. We're talking about quitting on the actual court or hardwood during the game. What Aaron Rodgers is doing and what James Harden, that's business. We're talking about what LeBron did to me is quitting because you walked your ass and basically I'm above what we're doing and how bad we look, so I'm going to just hit the shower quick. And I'm a guy that hates pitchers when they get shelled or come out of a game and then they go wherever they go in the clubhouse. No, sit your ass on the pine with the rest of us and we'll go all in there at the same time. That's just me. But you brought up Draymond Green. We didn't get there, but go ahead, Dips, because I asked you a question. Yeah. It's business and then there's quitting during
well,
actual time.
The unwritten rule of a pitcher is you wait until that half inning's over, then you can go into the clubhouse and do what you need to do. Not shower up, but get ice and, you know, take care of some personal business. But you want to see the reliever who came in mid-inning for you clean up the mess that you probably most likely left. Now, as far as the LeBron James quit, the game was over, but it's just a terrible optic when you're supposed to be the leader of a team and you walk off for no real good reason.
888-957-9570. What is your sports definition of quitting? Is it LeBron leaving a game with 5 minutes left? Is it the Nuggets last night with what their coach was saying? Is it James Harden, what he did to the Houston Rockets? Okay, here's an example where – here's something that I have no problem with. Roberto Duran.
No mas.
Okay. So what? Big deal. He was frustrated beyond belief. He knew he couldn't win the fight. You know what? Let's save everybody's time. What should I do? Stay in this ring and absorb punishment? I can't beat this guy. I'm out.
That's the worst. It's one of the worst quits of all time. For you to excuse it shows your soft underbelly, and I feel bad. I feel bad for you because it's called a fight. It's not called a capitulation.
Right.
And there's always the chance you can catch a guy with one punch and change the fight. Hands of Stone was his nickname. If you hit him with one of those rocks, Sugar Ray is going down. And yeah, Sugar had the better of him that night in Canada. But just to go straight up, no mas, it's one of the worst quits of all time.
And what happened to when the going gets tough, the tough gets going?
But there is one thing about Duran that's important is, you know, it's just him. He's not letting anybody down but himself. So I like.
And fight fans.
Yeah, his country.
Paid him. Yeah.
his country,
his parents, his friends,
the pride.
Yeah,
exactly.
Everything. I mean,
other than that, you're right. It's just, you know.
And you have no other fighter to say can put him in that table, put him at that table. We still remember that. No, Maz. I can't remember another boxer for those reasons as Durant. Dude, he'll live forever.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to just quit. Just say it's over. Oh, I mean, like, there's almost a nobility in it at times, believe it or not. I got no problem. Like,
are you French?
Why?
Because the French are known for surrender. I mean, look back at any of the greater wars of the 20th century. I mean, yikes.
It's called living to fight another day. How about that phrase?
Okay, how about fight and then fight another day? You know, to just roll over, I don't see much nobility in that.
All right. You might if you're getting your head bashed in and you know that it's just going to continue to get bashed in. Dave's in San Francisco.
The old expression, the puncher's chance. Go ahead, Gabe.
Dave. It's Dave.
Yeah, I'm calling about the comment about LeBron quitting. That's quitting the 5 minutes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Then come back the next day, they're down 30 points. Anthony Davis hasn't tried to play. He's got a torn ligament in his ankle, has played all series, and comes back. And they make a game of it, and they were down by 30 and came back. Know who you're talking about as far as quitting and know who they are. I know you might hate LeBron. You're a hater. But he's never quit. He plays to win the games all the time.
Hello?
All right. I just said it's bad optics what he did. And he can get away with it by saying I needed to go back in ice or whatever.
So, and if somebody said he quit, like Dibs mentioned, I would understand that. When you say optics, the optics result in a comprehension of what you're watching. And my last thing about Malone, guys, had a beat writer wrote Nuggets quit, I could see how players got offended. But when it's your head coach, all I'm saying, guys, is obviously he's Nuggets for life, Malone. He wasn't doing it for anything but to send a message to his team, and I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah, that's you're making my point. I don't think it's a big deal either. But he used the Q word, which makes it a big deal.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal, bro. Depends on how they respond. If they don't respond, it's a bigger deal than if they do respond. If they do respond, that's good old fashioned old school coaching. You know, like in a baseball series where a team gets blasted 13-2 and the manager goes in there and flips the spread and everyone's taken aback. Huh, come on, guys. We got to fight like heck tomorrow. And then they go out and they do fight like heck. Okay, they responded. But to your point from earlier, Steiny, you can only use the Q-bomb once.
Right.
Not only in a series, but maybe once in a season and maybe once ever. Because once you play that card, then now it's on the players because everybody knows he thinks they quit. So how do they respond in game 3?
It's a big difference, bro.
They may lose by 4, but it's about effort. I still say, can we say that that still was effective? It's about what, how they look in regard to effort, right? It's not about the outcome. They very well may not be better than Phoenix, but if they lose by 4 and they play hard, we can say his message got across.
They can lose by 12 and play hard. If Phoenix shoots 70% and Phoenix is just spectacular, Denver plays great and Jokic has a triple-double and everyone plays really well, but you lose at 128-119, well, then it's not a problem. But if you go out and Phoenix comes in and just kind of lollygags to another 123-98 game in your house at 5,280 feet above sea level, now we got problems.
I don't disagree with anything either you guys just said there. I do think it's – I don't think it's easy, though, to tell whether they're just outclassed as a team, whether they're losing the effort battle. See, I tend to think that if they lose game 3 and then go on to lose the series, they're going to be labeled, they just quit that series. And that might not be true. They might have just had a terrible second half in game 2, bounced, played hard, but they're just not, the other team was better at this point. Hey, Goo, I got some news for you. You're not going to like.
Okay. Oh, man. Go ahead.
Mike Conley out for game 2. Mike Conley out for game 2, Utah Jazz.
These playoffs, as great as they have been, has just been marred by injuries. I hate that. But my focus and everything about that game tonight is Paul George. He has turned into Andrew Wiggins right before our eyes, and he has to go out there tonight. There's two scoreboards, the Clippers Jazz and not Kawhi, but Paul George. They need you, bro.
Yeah. And this is the other thing I always think about is, okay, game 1, Paul George, Goo, and Dibs. Did he play terribly or did he shoot terribly?
Both.
He floated, Dibs. You can go 2 for 19, but go play with reckless abandon. Let the TV and everybody there know you're giving it your all. Yeah. He is just too cute for school. And you can tell when people are running from the moment. And I just hate that for him because he's got all the talent in the world. And I would just tell him, Paul.
Hang in there, Goo. Hang in there. Joke artist.
I would say, Paul.
So this is unreal.
Help me out.
You can laugh at him choking, yeah, but I can't laugh at your speech impediment. This is hilarious. Man. It's
point taken.
Yeah. I mean, okay, Goo. Yes, Doctor.
Yeah.
I think Dr. Heimlich is calling on line 1.
Wow, I was getting worried too a little bit. Whoa.
Yeah. Hello. He went from PG-13 to just rated PG. Quite frankly, in that game, he dropped the 13. His effort was very muted, very pacified.
Yeah. All right.
I'm okay.
Are you, Goo? When we come back, we're going to
up in 5, Guru gets a glass of water, but first.
Yeah, thank you. We'll tell you about that. Whether the Heimlich worked or not, or the mouth-to-mouth worked or not. Also, you know what? And I told you about the foster dog, Yoshi, that we're fostering. We're not going to be able to give him away. And I'll tell you why on the other side.
S-O-F-T.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you about it on the other side. It's all sponsored by Harris Ranch Beef. At Harris Ranch, they do beef that's raised locally right here in California. Tender steaks, awesome burgers, and California classics like tri-tip roast. The flavor you crave, the quality you trust. Find a store near you at harrisranchbeef.com. Quitting gets a bad name.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Talking about quitting and if it's ever acceptable. I got to tell you, I think there are times when it's okay to do it. But Dibs started something here, and I just want to let him know that actions have consequences. And I'm looking at the text line, and 510 says, go back to New York, Steinmetz. The 510 says, "Hey Steiny, I've been to Idaho."
Nice.
The 650 says, "Hey Dibs, have you reminded Steiny about when he lost his vaccine card like a little kid? How the rest of us adults haven't."
Oh, I forgot about that. Boy, was he angry that day. Yeah. Woo, he was hot.
From the 408, did Matt find a beige Atlanta Hawks jacket?
It's quality.
Yeah, it is.
And I also love the fact that there is this treasure trove of Hawks gear that's yet to be distributed, but once they get knocked out of the playoffs, then it's going to be, hey, guys, have all you want.
Oh, no. I've distributed a fair amount of it, just not to you guys yet.
Oh.
Dana got his?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, half the box was triple X. Dead serious. Okay. My friend Dana is a big boy.
Yeah.
By the way, my friend Dana, he already left for Atlanta because I'm going with him.
Oh, he's going with you.
Is there anything worse? How about this, guys? Is there anything worse than your phone ringing? You look at the caller ID, and it's one of your friend's wife.
That's all bad.
Oh, my God. So today my phone rings, and it's Dana's wife. And I'm like, oh, my God. I wasn't with him. I wasn't with him to read.
Want to get away?
And our guy forgot his phone. He forgot his phone on the way to Atlanta.
So you're going to have to scoop and score for him. You're going to have to pick it up.
He's naked right now. Without that old phone.
But at least he knows it's on its way. I don't know if I'm going to have room, though, to tell you a lot. So anyway, talking about quitting and whether it's ever okay. And we got a difference of opinion here, but that's okay. That's okay. San Francisco Giants, guys. By the way, let me tease some stuff. In an hour, we've got Jockberty coming up, Whitey Gleason. And then at 1:30, Mark Canna, A's outfielder, is going to come in here and chat with us. Looking forward to that.
Plus, this or that, Steiny. We got this or that to get to. And had you been paying attention to the rundown, you would have seen that it was slated for last segment. So we'll get you some this or that here coming up because I'm fascinated by this one.
Okay. Also, Guru, people are coming down your road. They're saying you, of all people, should be talking because you quit at Jeopardy at times.
Jockberty.
Right.
Yeah, it threw me off too. Jeopardy.
Jockberty.
I've never quit. I just voiced my disgruntledness with the electronic component of the thing. But as you saw last week, I got back on my horse. I got a W.
Right.
Get another one.
Yeah, I would beg to differ because, you know, it's late and double Jockberty when you're down and or out. You know, you get real quiet and
my unit's not working. What happens when your unit is defective?
There's a drop. That.
Just chew it and do it.
Thank you. There's a drop, guys.
All right, I'm out.
Steiny, now you're into sexual double entendres. But yesterday is a problem. But now that you're Captain Chipper.
Double entendre is all right. But when it's so obvious like the one I did, it just takes a little of the cleverness out. But
which one did you do? Can you refresh me, Spadone?
What's wrong with my unit?
Guru, just admit it. 2 weeks ago, you quit. Then you gathered, you regrouped, you came back the next game, and you won. So actually, quitting might have been the best thing you did 2 weeks ago.
Well, last week, he actually had the Q and the U. He was looking for a second straight quit.
Okay.
And then, you know, you spit the bit, and I left an opening, and then he was able to come through.
I'll say this. If I quit, I quit on myself. And when I made the decision to take myself away from the game, it wasn't letting down others. I had, a delay. And that's what I was disgruntled with. And where I'm going with all of this is how many damn times have we seen organizations quit on the player and not give a damn about him and leave him on the side of the road? And did the Warriors quit 2 years ago when they let Draymond basically not playing games because his guys weren't out there, we got to be very careful when we're throwing these rocks. And all I am talking about and what I stand for is if my son is in a little league game and they're losing 16-1, he can't tell me in the car, "Dad, I quit because we were getting our ass kicked." You got to finish it. And for Mike Malone, the guy right there in the locker room, if the vibe he gets from his team is they quit, that's heavy. That's what he's feeling in his heart. And I think he has the license, again, to call him out on it. He doesn't do it all the time. And now to make up all these other, "Oh, did this quit? Does this constitute quitting?" It's not cool, man. Quitting is never cool. And if your daughters came home, you know, after playing volleyball or soccer, Steiny, "Dad, we were losing 8-1. I quit." You wouldn't go. I don't think you would be like, you know what, young lady, that's okay.
I would ask her, what do you mean by quitting? What did you, if I weren't at the game, what did you do? Like, there's specifics there. "Well, you know what, Dad? I just walked off the field and sat on the sidelines." All right. Well, you can't do that, honey. Okay. You can't do that. But if she's just like, "I was just so demoralized. We were down 15-1, 14-1 in volleyball, and we were getting killed. And this team was just dominating us, dominating," which sometimes happens in youth sports. You know what? To me, there's a fine line. I mean, you almost want him to get demoralized. What do you want him to come off the field? "Eh, we stink. Oh, well."
I want him to fight, Steiny. And I've told these stories before about coaching JV basketball at Santa Fe High, where the team was 0-9 and their coach quit. He just quit on the team.
That's terrible.
Called the varsity coach and said, "I'm good. I'm out." So I took the team over, and we were god-awful. I mean, the worst team I've ever seen in my entire life. We would lose 55-8, 64-7. I mean, it was every team. It wasn't like one team would rout us. Everyone would crush us. So, and this team, these young ladies, the Danielson sisters, Nicole Hayjack, Nicole Russell, the 6'1" future supermodel, these girls did not quit. So I didn't quit. We competed, and we came up with mini goals. We would try to get to double figures. And when we would, Goo, we'd be down 54-8. We'd get a bucket in the fourth. We'd go crazy. I'd call timeout. So we had our own little 45-second celebration. So for me,
love it.
There's no quitting involved. Once you start to quit, quitting is a habit. Not stunting. Quitting is a habit.
Nice.
Once you start to quit, there's no way you stop.
Wow. That was profound, Dibs.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
Why was it
profound? For the guy. I want to play for the guy.
Theoretically, you can only quit once, and then it's done.
Well, then the next time you face adversity, then it's, "Oh, I quit."
Not quit. Just shrivel a little bit. That's all.
And again, I love myself. I love myself for using this analogy with the writer saying a team quit as opposed to the coach. Every coach has this card. And again, it's how and when you use it. What difference is this than the technical, Steiny, when your team's playing like crap and you get thrown out on purpose? The coach will never say he did it on purpose, but we see it. And
we are
grown-ups and know, "Oh, yeah, that was he's trying to send a message." And that's why I love this. And again, Aaron Rodgers, what do they say? You never count the next man or woman's pockets. This is business. He hasn't missed one game, and we know what it is. He ain't quitting on nobody. And I can make the argument the team quit on him. But I keep going to our hometown team.
Uh-oh.
Our hometown team, you know, and how they treated Draymond in the year Steph was gone. Was that quitting, Steiny?
Well, you know what? Let's go to Robin in San Francisco. That's the exact thing she particular wanted to talk about. What's up, Robin?
Hi, you guys. Yes, Draymond quit. And it's something you said, Guru. You said the Warriors let Draymond quit. So are you blaming the Warriors, scapegoating the Warriors for Draymond quitting? Because everybody seems to give him a pass. "Oh, he didn't really quit." It's always some irrational, when they try to rationalize him quitting because I'm sure they experience cognitive dissonance. He quit. But I also want to say this. LeBron didn't quit. He just walked off because there was no more fight. Also, second of all, quitting is not straight, not a straight linear line. It just depends. For instance, last night. Is getting your confidence knocked out of you? Is that quitting when your body language? Because that's what the Suns did to them. Also, Mike Malone needs to take some responsibility, which he did. That offensive structure, that offensive system, like the Bucks offense, has no structure whatsoever. And they are going to come out again and get knocked down their confidence. So what do you say when somebody gets their confidence knocked out of them? What are they supposed to do? Bye, you guys. And Draymond quit.
Cut that. What do you think?
But
the one thing Robin said that I completely agree with is quitting is not linear.
Mm. Linear. Not Bob Linear. Linear.
Although, but.
You know, it's funny.
My oh my.
We're almost 2 hours in, and you know what? My mood has changed slightly. And
yeah.
I just put it up another, not a notch, a half notch.
I love it when you mock my half notch, Steiny. That's my favorite Steiny, fake laugh Steiny, which
that's great.
The laughs were genuine at 10. And, you know, if I do eventually break him goo, I will feel bad for about the 10-minute cooling off period. And don't forget our show meeting, weekly show meeting today. Steiny,
yeah,
don't
right.
I forgot to. Oh, yeah, Steiny.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so out. No. My vacation starts at 2.
Yeah. No. You think. We'll see you at 2, buddy.
Oh, you
start
think,
after
oh,
that.
Oh, one. You think so? I'll tell you what, throw that one out to the listeners. 888-957-9570. I'm taking tomorrow off. I've got myself a 3-day weekend. It starts at 2 o'clock today, right, listeners? It doesn't start after a meeting we're having after the show. No. I'm out.
Kyle, let him know, please.
Yeah, Kyle's brilliant.
Yeah, Dibs and Goo, I want you guys to know that I'm not quitting on you. I, too, am taking a 3-day weekend, but I will be on the show call continuing to work.
Thank you.
But you have no tenure. Yeah.
Well,
I've
Kyle understands that.
I hate Kyle's God.
And you must not have gotten the appointment in the email. This is actually... Like, you know, when you go to take your car in, you have like the 10,000-mile service, which is bigger than an oil change. This meeting today is an hour-long quarterly programming check-in.
Yep.
So we're going to be picking through every crevice of this program. So it, not only is it very important today, but it's going to be twice as long as it normally is. So I appreciate your participation, Kyle.
Wow.
You're so welcome.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Station. What do we got? Fremont Bank is...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.